This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Political parties have intensified election campaign for the third and final phase of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase voting in Haryana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public rally in Hisar, Haryana today. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi alleged that the doors of Congress are completely closed for SCs and backward classes. Taking a jibe at the friction and infighting in the Haryana Congress, the Prime Minister said that a fight is on within the party to gain supremacy rather than to show concern for the public. The Congress today released its detailed election manifesto in Chandigarh. Addressing an election rally in Jammu today, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the people of Jammu and Kashmir want peace and better future for their children. He said voting in huge numbers in the last two phases of assembly elections is a testimony to this. He blamed Congress for making army families yearn for one rank, one pension for four decades. Mr. Modi said after forming the government in 2014, his government implemented ORoP. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra also addressed rallies in the Union Territory today. Polling in Jammu and Kashmir in the final phase will be held on Tuesday for the 40 assembly seats. The Election Commission of India today urged all voters in Maharashtra to participate in the upcoming state assembly elections in large numbers and make the Festival of Democracy a success. Addressing the media following a two-day visit to Maharashtra to assess preparations for the elections, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that the team, which included Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, met with representatives from 11 political parties who presented their requests to the Commission as well as various enforcement agencies. The agencies have been instructed to ensure all necessary facilities during voting. Mr. Kumar noted that a maximum of 950 voters will be accommodated at each polling station. He also mentioned that webcasting will be implemented at 50% of polling stations in rural areas and at about 100% in urban areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 114th episode of the monthly radio program. This program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. President Draupadi Murmu has said that speaking the truth makes the legal fraternity more powerful. While addressing the 21st convocation of the Nalsar University in Hyderabad today, President Murmu emphasized the need to work for social justice to the marginalized sections. He appreciated girl students for better performance and called to work for women's empowerment. Israel Defense Forces have killed Hezbollah top leader Hassan Nasrallah in yesterday's strikes on Beirut. In a statement, the Lebanese armed group has also confirmed Israeli claims that its leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed. Earlier, Israeli military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Nadav Shoshani announced on social media that Hassan Nasrallah is dead. Nasrallah had led the Iran-backed group for more than 32 years, serving as a political and spiritual leader who guided Hezbollah to a position of prominence in Lebanon. Moreover, the commander of Hezbollah's southern front, Ali Karki, along with additional Hezbollah commanders, was also killed in the airstrike in Beirut's southern suburb of Dahiyeh. Israel said that it will continue targeting Hezbollah leaders. In football, India defeated Nepal 4-2 in a high-octane semi-final of the SAF Under-17 2024 Championship at the Chang Lim Thing Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan. After a goalless first half, India scored through Rishi Singh, Hemning Chung Lung Kim and a double goal of Vishal Yadav. For Nepal, Subhash Bam scored their first goal of the match, while an own goal by India's Mohammad Kaif allowed Nepal to reduce the margin. The final will be played on the 30th of September. In cricket, on day two of the second and final test between India and Bangladesh has been called off due to rain without a ball being bowled at the Green Park Stadium in Kanpur. For Bangladesh, Mominul Haq with 40 runs and Mushfiqur Rahim with 6 runs were at the crease when stumps were drawn yesterday afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.